Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco, celebrating our 15th season of television in this here Savannah Hilton Head market. You can find it 12:30 Sundays on WJCL. Here on the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You have a good weekend?
I had a really good weekend. It was, I didn't have any major plans. And, you know, as you know, it rained all weekend. So it was kind of one of those things where I really just kind of hunkered down at home and I got a lot of stuff done. You know, that sort of thing.
Same with me. It was funny. I'm training. Training is a strong word. I am beginning to prepare to train for a half marathon in March, and so I've been running a lot more again. And I was scheduled for 7 miles yesterday, and I overslept. And because when I run a lot of miles, I like to start early, so I'm done by 8:30. I don't like to, you know, run 10, 11, noon kind of thing. I like to get it done. And so I overslept. And when I woke up, I was like, crap. Okay. Just get up, get your coffee and go. And I look out the window and it's raining hard. And I'm like, man. So I waited it out. And about 2 hours later, I realized this isn't going to happen. I start making mental preparations for my day around going to the gym to get my workout in. And as I approach my door to leave, there's this cat at my door. And I have inner doors. My entryway to my house is two doors. It's the outer doors and then the inner doors, like a little, I wouldn't call it a foyer, but it's a little room at the entrance. And in that room was this cat screaming at me through the glass in the door, like wanting to come in. I'm like, yeah, I don't even know who you are, pal. You're not coming in my house. And it wouldn't leave. And that turned into we noticed it had an Apple tag, tried to figure out how to use the Apple tag to contact the owner. But that went on for well over an hour yesterday morning. I'm like, man, I got things to do. I don't need to be chasing around no cat. So by the time I came back from the gym, though, the cat was gone.
Well,
how about that?
I've always said that if cats were any bigger, they would just kill us all and take over the world.
That is entirely possible. That is entirely possible. So yeah, it's been an indoor kind of, it was for me, it sounds like it was for you, an indoor kind of weekend. I watched some football. I did some busy work. It's nice because, you know, usually it's a lot of go, 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 and it will be for me the next few weeks. But this one was, it's nice to stay inside and do very little, and just, I didn't even have a beer this weekend. How about that? Just watch.
Wow.
Yeah. I just watched football, sipping on Diet Coke and just, you know, gathered my thoughts and started thinking about the next few months of my business. And, you know, it was a mental health weekend, I guess, is
yeah, how I would say. I totally get that.
Yeah. You need those sometimes.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, yeah. You know, life gets busy and you got a million balls up in the air, and sometimes it's just really nice to
yes,
sit down and catch them all.
Yes.
And relax.
100%. And so to that end, I'll be over there, as we've discussed a couple of times, quite a bit the next 4 or 5 weeks. There's the Hilton Head Seafood Festival coming up. Not the Hilton Head Seafood Festival, the Hilton Head Shrimp Festival. Seafood Festival's in February, which tickets are available now. Shrimp Festival is the 21st, there at Harbortown. That's always a good time. You were there last year. We had a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. We had a good time last year.
Yeah. And then, on the 17th through the 20th of October is the Rock and Ribs event at Caligny, which is pit masters from all over the country coming to town to do their barbecue thing.
Yeah, and then isn't the headlining band Driving and Crying?
It is.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It is. I'm looking forward to that. I'll be there for that weekend. But yeah, and so I was actually telling a friend last night. She asked me, "What have you been up to?" I'm like, "I've been working a lot, but the next few weeks I'm going to be over in Hilton Head, and what I do is when I come to these events, I try to build in a day or two at most beforehand to try to catch up with some friends and pop in on some spots for dinner and do the Hilton Head thing. So as we've discussed, I'll be around. I don't want to say where I have planned to go eat. I'm hoping it works out. But some places, a couple of different places that I've never been to, I'm going to try out for the first time. I will leave their names out of it. So.
Okay. Well, maybe you can tell me in secret later.
Yes, I'll tell you in secret later. So you've been keeping busy. It's that season. We can't call it. Yeah, summer's over. The golfers are starting to roll in, is my guess. The temperature is beginning to drop a little bit. It's a little bit glorious. And we are in that pre-snowbird season. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. So fair. This is my favorite time of year. Actually, September is the month where I actually go to the beach and start to get some color on my skin because summer being the way it is here, I tend to try and hide as much as I can. So I'm leaning into tanning season, getting out on the boat with my friends. Buyers are starting to come back to the market. As you know, I'm a realtor. And busy time all around. Golfers are here. A lot of events and festivals, and I'm busy with my theater work and my alumni board work. Where we're planning all kinds of events all the time. So it's just that time of year.
Yes, that's wonderful. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to spending some more time over there, enjoying all of the things that the island has to offer. You, as far as eating goes, you made it. You told me you were very busy last week, but you did make it to Frankie Bones. Was that a I need to eat something visit to Frankie Bones, or did you actually go out to dinner? Frankie Bones.
So I not only did real estate all last week, but I was busy every single night with all of my other commitments, and dining was just not possible, and I didn't have time to cook. So on Saturday night, I had to roll across the street to Frankie Bones because I needed something to eat. My refrigerator was bare. I sat down at the bar and ordered myself a glass of Chianti, which I typically do, and Liz, my friend, who is the bartender there, she said, "Well, hey, Maggie, are you having a ribeye tonight?" I said, "No, I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to do something different." And I had their veal marsala, and I was delighted. The sauce was really, really good. It was perfectly sweet with tons of mushrooms. So, if you're not a mushroom lover, that would not be the dish for you. But it was really good. I was very, very, very happy with it.
That's awesome. It looked good. The picture I saw that you posted to social.
Yes. Now, their mashed potatoes, by the way, I don't know if they do, but they're some of my favorite mashed potatoes on the entire island. I'll have to ask the chef there sometime what makes them so whatever they are.
The technical
term. I make good mashed potatoes, but there's something about their mashed potatoes. It has like a smoky flavor or
interesting.
Something.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
You know, when I was a kid, and I promise not to rabbit hole too deeply here. When I was a kid, my original bug, I think I've shared this with you. My original bug to get me to gravitate toward good food and cooking came from my sister. When I was in elementary school, she was in high school taking home ec classes, if you remember those, where the boys would get sent off to shop to learn how to fix a car, and the girls would get sent to home ec to learn how to cook and keep house.
We didn't have that here at Sea Pines Academy in the day. But yes, I understand that other classes do that.
Yeah, public school did that a lot. So my sister would take home ec, and she'd bring recipes home. And that's where I first got my first taste, no pun intended, of, wow, this is really good. And so anyway, I remember back then my sister making mashed potatoes, and it's really the only time I've ever seen it, with mayonnaise.
Oh.
How about that? it wasn't, you know, replacing the butter, but it was an addition to the butter. I've never seen that since, and I remember her mashed potatoes being so unbelievably delicious. But then, you know, the funny thing is about that, Maggie, I have been afraid to, because obviously I'm sharing this with you. I've thought about it as much as I cook. Oh, I wonder what if I put mayonnaise in my mashed potatoes like Sandy did 100 years ago. And I've never done it just because of how unhealthy it sounds.
You know, and here's what's funny about what you're saying. You know how much I love Duke's mayonnaise.
Right.
I mean, I am a huge Duke's mayonnaise fan. And as Southern as I am, and as many recipes as Southerners put, you know, have mayonnaise, they use mayonnaise in cake and Jell-O, gelatin molds and all kinds of things. I have never heard that. So I'll try it.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her. I'm going to text her today and ask her if she remembers doing that, because I have never forgotten. And I, like I said, I've not done it. I've never even tried to look up a recipe that does it because like I said, it didn't replace the butter. It was butter and mayonnaise. And that just sounds gross now.
Well, doesn't it sound gross to put mayonnaise in a chocolate cake? I mean, but and Coca-Cola and Doritos and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Do people do
Southerners it? Southerners actually do. And it comes out good.
They do?
I'm literally looking up. I'm on Pinterest right now. I'm going to look at it.
Mayonnaise and Coca-Cola.
But yeah.
Maggie,
I have a recipe for Coca-Cola cake.
With mayonnaise.
I'll share it with you.
With mayonnaise.
No, that one doesn't have mayonnaise in it. I was just saying that Southerners typically, you know, we have recipes with weird ingredients.
Okay. I was like, Doritos and mayonnaise? What, who are you? What? Yeah, my wife, I tease her because she's, you know, from the air quote South. And we never go below the mayo in the fridge. And one in the chamber, if you will. There's always a jar of mayonnaise. There's always a backup in the house sometimes, too, if she buys them BOGO at Publix. But that is one thing that I am confident if Armageddon comes and we need to kill the zombies with mayonnaise, my house will survive. Shout out to Dawn Harris, because I'm sure her household is the same way. If mayo saved the world, follow me. Let's go.
Oh, and I've got another shout out to Rob Going of Going and Ward Law Firm. He's a good friend of my real estate group, and he does some of our closings and whatnot. He is, other than me, the biggest Duke's mayonnaise fan I've ever met.
Alrighty then. Yeah, no, Dawn's crazy with that stuff. And no, Sheila isn't so much Duke's. In fact, she buys whatever's on sale. We're not necessarily a Duke's household, although I will agree that Duke's is 100% better. She, like I just opened literally yesterday, had tuna salad for lunch, and I opened a brand new jar of Hellman's. So.
Yeah, I don't know if she be friends. I'm gonna have to maybe revoke.
Wow, you're that anti-Hellman's, huh?
I'll look past it because I like Sheila.
You are that anti-Hellman's.
Can't do Hellman's. Mm-mm.
Or you're just pro.
And that's just if you just buy what's on sale, that's just cheating on dudes. That's just like infidelity.
I see. Or if you don't care what mayonnaise it is, then, you know, that's kind of how we roll. So we wanted to talk, we plugged it last week, and we'll spend a few minutes, not a whole lot of time, on the big changes that are coming to the island. On the restaurant scene, we mentioned last week that Enchiladas closed after, what, 36 years?
What a shocker.
Yeah, within a couple of days of that came the announcement of the shakeup at the Surge Group, with One Hot Mama's moving to the Nectar space. What's that shopping center there on the south side, right at the door of Sea Pines?
That is Park Plaza.
Yes, where Harris Teeter is.
They'll be in the cinema.
Yeah, they'll be moving to One Hot Mama's. Will be moving there. Marley's Burger and Shrimp Shack will be getting a makeover to include a bar, is my understanding, indoor outdoor type of situation. Which I'm glad to see that space very likely getting made larger. I'm a big fan of those burgers, and it's always, if you want to sit inside, you're limited to about 8 seats, and it gets crowded in there. So I hope they're gonna make that a little bit bigger. Most of the seating at Marley's is outside. And then Nectar, the original Nectar, is moving to a smaller space that Serge says they are in search of right now. Do you like Nectar? Have you enjoyed Nectar?
You know, I've been to Nectar several times, and I've had things that I enjoyed, and then I've had things that I wouldn't have again. But I'd say the experience overall has been positive. Very, very well-trained service staff.
Yeah.
I've always felt really well taken care of there.
I wondered when they first opened the Nectar on the island, and then later on they opened the one in Bluffton, which I had lunch at a couple of weeks ago. I wondered how well a restaurant that was doing all of this locally sourced, you know, organic type sourcing, I wondered how well it would do simply because of how much they'd have to charge for that type of product. And, you know, Nectar is good. I do enjoy it. But I wondered if they'd get the numbers that something like the Surge Group is going to require, if you will, to keep one of their outlets viable, and the fact that they are not closing, they are just trying to shrink the footprint somewhere else, is a good indicator that it's working, just not in the numbers that they would like to have. You think that's fair?
That's right. I think what I think is that the format they have going now in that size location, they're probably not capturing the summer crowd. I think a summer crowd that comes with family and a lot of people, they're looking for a little bit more value, something that's, you know,
correct.
People aren't necessarily looking for farm to table.
Correct.
And they want that, you know, islandy experience.
Yeah.
What have you, sea joint kind of things. And so, yeah, I think that's a very valid observation.
Not to mention whether it was their intention or not, which I don't think it was, Nectar developed an almost immediate following as a brunch spot. And when you have that type of following, you know, they were open for dinner, but I bet their numbers for dinner weren't. And I'm talking way out of school. I could be completely wrong, but I'm guessing it was so popular for brunch that dinner wasn't nearly what they hoped it would be. And so I'm hoping.
That's valid.
Yeah. So, you know, Bluffton, like I said, I had a fabulous hot chicken sandwich at Nectar in Bluffton a few weeks ago.
Yes. That's the thing that we love there. My daughter and I both love that hot chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It was.
Very well done.
It was. And I asked him to hold the pickles. I don't do pickles. You know that.
Oh, and we talked about one time before that I went there recently during when I was doing the show with the cast. We went there for closing.
That's right. That's right.
We went there for something I can't remember. And I had the burger, which comes with bacon jam. And as sacrilegious as it was, I told them to hold the bacon jam because I'm trying to be heart healthy.
Right.
But my friend had it, and when I tasted it, it's supposed to be sweet, right? Because you cook that,
yes.
You caramelize those onions, and you just keep going and keep going and keep going. And it you know, it's got a sweet profile to it. That's not necessarily my thing. I just have a savory palate, that's all. But my friend loved it. She thought it was delicious.
Very good. Yeah, it is good. So we'll see where Nectar ends up. Hanging their shingle, if you will. One Hot Mama's will close in the triangle at Riley's Plaza. I believe it's beginning October 1st. They are moving to the Nectar spot over in Park Plaza, and I'm guessing, you know, now that they have it all planned out, it'll move fairly quickly. And One Hot Mama's will have a bigger space. I think that will do well.
Fabulous.
Then. Yeah.
So Nectar is moving where?
They don't know yet. They're looking for a smaller space.
Well, why don't they take One Hot Mama space?
Well, because they don't own it. And that was...
Oh, I see. So I wonder what's going in that spot then.
Oh, I have no idea, but I know, I'm guessing it won't be a Surge restaurant. You know, they made the announcement. They were fairly transparent with this. They had been wanting to move One Hot Mama's to that Nectar spot for years, but their lease at Riley's Plaza made it not easy to do, and so they just waited it out. And
right.
You know, and then decided, you know what, let's do it now that I'm guessing their lease was up at Riley's. And it always makes more right. business sense when you own the building to put one of your businesses in it. So yeah, it makes sense to have a bigger One Hot Mama's. It makes sense, yes. I'm guessing, to do a little bit smaller Nectar and expand Marley's. It all makes sense. It's just a matter of where will Nectar end up in a smaller space. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Cool. Well, you had the insight on that. I had not heard any of that. That's super cool.
Yeah, they put out a statement about it. It wasn't, you know, I didn't make any calls and ask anybody to drop the tea. That's what it is. One last thing that I will mention that will be of interest. I will be popping in on them in short order over in Moss Creek. It's funny because the address is Hilton Head Island. I always laugh at people saying, oh, we're in Hilton Head. No, you're not in Hilton Head. You're not in Hilton Head till you cross the bridge, bro. And so Moss Creek, while it may have the zip code, I call that Bluffton. There's a new restaurant.
Yes, we've had this conversation before.
Yes. And
the reason is because Moss Creek was a part of the original development of the island.
Yeah, okay, whatever. It's not on an island. So I refuse. It's not Hilton Head. But anyway, in the old Mama G's Pizzeria, is a brand new spot that's going to open on Thursday called Kung Fu Cantina. And it's a blend.
Oh my gosh, yes, I saw that and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a blend of Asian and Mexican is my guess, or Latin. Which, I don't know, I'm going to be very honest here, and I know we're running short on time, we got to get out of here. I don't know how incredibly comfortable I am with that name, Kung Fu Cantina. I'm fine with the cantina, but to say that it's Asian and call it Kung Fu just seems kind of awkward to me. I'll use awkward and move along.
Well, we're going to have to go check it out and just reserve judgment until we get in there.
Well, even if the food is the most phenomenal I've ever had in my life, I will still consider the name of the restaurant a smidge awkward, but that's just me. I can be persnickety with that. Anyway... speaking of persnickety, tell us what a segue that was. Tell us real quick where we can find you now that business is popping. If someone wanted to buy a shanty.
Well, I am with the Kaiser Jatan team, brokered by EXP Realty. And you can visit my website, margaretshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. I will do that just to take a look and see what you got on there. Thanks so much for hanging out, Maggie.
Yep, Burr, love talking to you.
Yeah, season 2 is underway. This is episode 2, season 2. Thanks for everyone for listening, and we will see you. You and I are having brunch this weekend coming up.
Oh, that's right, Sunday. Oh, I can't wait.
Sunday, yeah. So we'll have that to talk about next Monday, but I'm looking forward to that too.
All right, that sounds good.
Bring your appetite. You know how I roll.
I know, I'm going to have to not eat for like 3 days prior.
Yeah. All right, well, you have a good week, and we'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good.
See you.